Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome back, my brothers and sisters. Today, we are continuing to discuss the topic of the challenge of the unreached people. The tragic reality is a huge number of people are still unreached with the gospel. Most of them Muslims, Hindu, and Buddhist. The largest unreached people group is Muslims. And our goal must be establish a church in the midst of every people group. Why? Because the gospel easily spread, but does not easily jump. The gospel, Christianity, often spread within a community where relevant churches do exist, but does not normally jump across cultural boundaries between people groups. Okay, you might be wondering, Sammy, but what can I do? What can we do? Okay, let me mention a few specific things. We can make film ministry. Why? Because do you know how many Christian films are done for you and for me as Christians in America? Every year? Hundreds? I don't know. Thousands? Do you know how many Christian films, even 5 minutes, is done to share Jesus effectively with Muslims? I don't know of any, but I have ideas. I need Christian Americans to come alongside of me and tell me, Sammy, what is your scenario? What do you want to say in the film? Even 5 minutes. And we're going to make it happen. Actually, I know a studio that can record it, but we need the help of Christian Americans to get involved. We can shoot a film, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and we can spread that film through social media, internet, to millions of Muslims here in America and overseas, instead of making another Christian film for Americans. Even you tell me, well, we can make another Christian film for Christians and for non-Christians in America. I tell you, that's not the most urgent thing needed. Why? Because non-Christians and Americans, they have thousands of help to introduce them to Jesus Christ and God's love. They have Christian radio, they have Christian satellite TV speaking to them, they have Christian books, they have hundreds of Christian movies for them, but the unreached Muslim people groups have nothing. Okay, now what else? Pray and let God guide you. What is the goal? The goal is to have disciples of Jesus in every people group in all nations, not only in America, not only in Mexico. Mexico has thousands of good churches, but there are areas where Muslims live, they have zero churches. Messiological breakthrough is what we need. The messiologists all over the world define it as serving people groups that do not have churches among them. That's what we need, to have disciples of Jesus in every people group in all nations, serving people groups that do not have churches among them. Messiological breakthrough. Okay, let me ask you, why God desire us to establish a church in the midst of every people group? Why not just focus on evangelizing everybody in America? And that can keep us busy, of course. Why God wants us to establish a church in the midst of every people group instead of establishing a church in every corner in America? That's what we have been doing. Why? Because Christianity easily spreads within a community where relevant churches do exist, but does not normally jump across cultural boundaries between people groups, does not easily jump from one people groups to another. Again, the reason is Christianity easily spreads within a community where relevant churches do exist, like America. But the gospel does not easily jump across cultural barriers from one people group to another. So extending the gospel beyond these cultural barriers require intentional cross-cultural mission work. Okay, so do you want me to give you an example? In the past few decades in China, Christianity grew from 1 million to 100 million. Nepal, in 1980, was totally Hindu kingdom, with a few persecuted Christians. Today, there are hundreds of thousands of Christians, and the churches have been established within each of its more than 100 distinct people group. Why? Because thank God for some pastors and Christian leaders in America that focused on these unreached people group. So we praise God for those pastors and those Christians and those mission organizations. Okay, now I need to ask you and to remind you and to share with you, in case if you didn't hear last program, what is the term unreached people group refers to? Because we are talking about reaching the unreached people group. So what is unreached people group refers to? It refers to people groups without viable church movement. Why a church movement within a people group are so significant? Because the work of evangelism is carried out by local people, not by outsiders. Okay? So our goal must be evangelize every possible ethnicity, every different dialect. And of course, we are not the one who is doing it. God is working throughout history, pursuing and fulfilling his mission. You and I are invited to join God in what he is doing. This is not our idea. God is the one who put the desire in our hearts to help more people enjoy his love and salvation. Now, God is the reason for the rapid increase of Christian movements and activities. And God brought you, guided you to hear our program because God desires to complete some of his eternal purposes through you and through your fellowship. Very exciting. You could be doing anything else right now, but you are listening to this important topic. God desires you to accomplish some of his eternal purposes today.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. We are out of time for today. We'll continue this topic next time. But I want to mention, I would love to speak at your fellowship to equip your fellowship to share Jesus effectively, including Muslims, so your fellowship can be used to expand God's kingdom. You can reach me at 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.